www.simplecast.co.uk. Custom packages, bargain starter packages, domain name sales with auto setup within 5 minutes. If you've thought of a broadcast, we've thought of a solution. www.simplecast.co.uk. Temp Network provides productive and reliable temporary staff to your business. We supply temps across Kent within food production, fulfillment houses, picking and packing environments, and warehouse staff. With great value for money charge rates, error-free invoicing, and highly trained consultants. Shouldn't Temp Network be supporting your business? For more information, please contact us on 01892 531 777 or visit tempnetwork.co.uk.
The Business Bunker. Email us now, bunker at kentbusinessradio.co.uk. Paul Andrews with The Business Bunker, kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Good afternoon, welcome to The Business Bunker Show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 8th of October, and you are listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jules Serking.
Full of flannel, darling, aren't you?
I'm, well, you know.
Full of flannel. You were very curmudgeonly this morning, I must say, when I arrived.
I've got a right grump on today.
And you know that I'm not feeling particularly well.
Yeah, and then you came and breathed your virus all over me.
Oh, I hacked at you, yes.
Yeah, you did, and that wasn't nice.
But the worst thing is, Paul Andrews, I left my Barocca in the hallway.
You don't want to leave your Barocca in the hallway?
No, left it in the hallway.
Yeah, it's not a good place. Somebody might trip over that.
No. And if there's a rain shower and you can't get it up.
Yeah, absolutely. And Barocca's well known for that.
We have a very odd show today.
We do. But before we start off on that, I just want to say a huge thank you for today's show sponsor and supporter,
who are
Credit Control Solutions. Credit Control Solutions International Limited. Thank you to Jamie and the team at Credit Control for all of your support and helping us out, really. And do you know what? It's a bit of an anniversary. It's a bit of a double anniversary, really. Because I don't know if you know what today is.
Another one of your diets?
No. Today is the 40th anniversary of the launch of commercial radio in the United Kingdom.
Wow.
On this day, 40 years ago, 1973, LBC started broadcasting. And do you know what else it is?
Is it a bunker anniversary?
Well, it's the Channel Radio anniversary.
It's
actually our first anniversary. Now, the interesting thing there is that LBC, as you probably know, which is the UK's first commercial radio station, is a talk radio station.
Yeah.
And during the day, Channel Radio is a talk radio station.
Yes.
And after 40 years, we're the second.
Well, that's pretty amazing. Now, why is that, do you think?
Because everybody else hasn't got the imagination to do what we do.
They ain't got the imagination to do what we do.
No, every other radio station does the same. They play pop music.
Yeah, and sometimes they don't really get the age group right, I find.
Well, there's a lot of competition in that marketplace for pop music.
Yeah.
What they don't satisfy is any other market. And that's what we hope to do on Channel Radio.
We do, and we have a very, very different playlist at times, don't we?
Yeah, we do. It's very eclectic. You know, but we're with the zeitgeist. We're with the new modern vibe, that's why.
Yeah.
Anyway, enough of that. So it's our first birthday, and it's LBC's 40th birthday, and it's all about commercial radio. So
all cakes, greatly received.
Yeah, by Jules, because I'm still on a diet.
Yeah.
Anyway, we've got a fabulous lineup of guests.
We do.
Some of whom are slightly strange.
You've got to look at the Twitter pictures.
Yeah, there will be a number of pictures coming out from this show and some webcam footage as well, which I think you're going to need to look at. But we'd like to hear from you, the businesses of Kent, and you can get in touch with us in a number of ways. You could call us on 01303 874 998, or you could email me at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. But by far and away, the easiest way to get hold of me is to tweet me, and you can tweet me at VanillaWeb. That's at VanillaWeb. We're going to be talking to Gabrielle Argent later about the 7X Business Show. And if you are exhibiting it, that show, why not tweet me and tell us your stand number? Or if you're visiting, why not tweet me and tell me the name of your company? Or both. We'd love to hear from you anyway.
We do.
So do get in touch with us. And we have had a number of tweets in already, and we will read those soon. But I want to start off with something that's been brought to my attention, and I think this is really important, and I'd really like to let you know about it. It's about a condition called Erb's palsy. And Erb's palsy is also known as brachial plexus paralysis. And it's a condition which mainly is due to a birth trauma. And it can affect one or all of the five primary nerves that supply the movement and feeling to an arm. Each baby's injury is individual, though. The paralysis can be partial or complete. The damage to each nerve can range from bruising to tearing, and some babies recover on their own. However, some may require specialist interventions. Early intervention is crucial in order to ascertain the full extent of the damage caused. The Herbs Palsy Group is the only UK-based organisation offering advice, information and support to families who are affected by Herbs Palsy. We offer to help parents and professionals by giving support to parents, adults and children, by putting parents in contact with each other. We produce quarterly newsletters. We help with obtaining medical information. We give advice on benefits and aids for the children. We hold an annual event for families. We produce information sheets. We provide information on all the treatments that are available. And we hold an annual education day for professionals in the field. Our aim is to increase awareness and understanding of this condition. And each year we run a training event for professionals working in the field of Herbs Palsy. And for families, we have an annual fun day event. We welcome inquiries from families and professionals, and you can get in touch with the Herbs Palsy Group in a number of ways. You can go to their website, which is www.herbspalsy, that is spelled E-R-B-S-P-A-L-S-Y, Herbs Palsy Group, all one word, .co.uk. You can follow them on the Twitter at Herbs Palsy Group, E-R-B-S-P-A-L-S-Y-G-R-O-U-P, Herbs Palsy Group on the Twitter, or you can call them on 024-7641-3293. Now, what I've done is I've put a link to the Herbs Palsy website on the Kent Business Radio website.
Diligently.
On today's show, under show number 144, for that is today's show number. But it is also a link which will permanently be there in our community page. So if you want to find out about Herbs Palsy and the fabulous work that the Herbs Palsy Group do, you can look on our website and link to them. You can go to their website, but more importantly, follow them on Twitter and send them some love and support. That would be lovely. Thank you.
Lots of love going out there.
Yeah, thank you for that. And that's thank you to Juliet for bringing that to my attention and enabling me to tell you about that wonderful cause.
It's an unusual cause. I haven't heard of that before, so no, it sounds unusual.
It's like a lot of things, isn't it? There are lots of conditions that exist that don't affect huge numbers of people, but the people they do affect has a big effect on their lives and the lives of their families and loved ones around them. So a support group like Herbs Palsy is absolutely vital to know about, because they're the people that will support everybody that thinks they have this problem, does have this problem, or, you know, needs some help with the things that go around it. So what a fabulous group to get involved with. So please do support them. And if you're affected by Herbs Palsy, please get some help from these guys.
Yeah. And what are you affected by? There are some things that I think you perhaps do need help with, Paul.
The biggest effect on me is radio show co-presenters.
Really?
Yeah, that is the biggest detrimental effect on my life.
You have a problem, do you?
I do. I have an awful problem with that.
Do you know what I find difficult in my life?
I want a support group for that. I want a support group for people whose life is ruined by co-presenters on radio shows. It must be a huge market.
And people that send emails without putting perhaps what it's about in.
And people that send me at least 10 emails a day with nothing in the email. At all.
And people that ask for karaoke suggestions at 2 a.m.
And people that tweet me at 2 a.m. whilst they're on holiday in Spain and going, I'm in a bar, I'm drunk, and I need a karaoke suggestion. And I go, it's 3 a.m, Jules. And you go, oh, you're miserable, you are.
Yeah, no fun.
Yeah.
You know what I have a problem with, Paul
Andrews? No, God.
Well, I present a fabulous food show.
Do you?
At 11
What's it
o'clock.
Called?
No,
is
well,
it any good?
It's called the Scoff Quaff Show.
Is it? That's an unusual name. Who thought of that?
Some chap that's always on a diet. But Scoff Quaff, he's the kind of guy that comes around, he eats rabbit food. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He comes in, he's a producer of my show as well.
Is he? Is he good?
It's not, no, he's not. Oh. He comes on, he flounces in, creaks the door all the way through every show, tells me my music's too loud, generally causes a kerfuffle and flounces out and slams the door, all live. That's the trouble I have with my my producer.
I'd sack him if I were you.
Superior show though, Scoff Quaff. Do tune in, 11 to 12 before the Business Bunker.
If you can hear it over the door squeaking.
Yeah. WD-40.
Absolutely. I've got some tweets that I want to read out.
Have you?
I've had a tweet from Medea Cohen. And Medea is creative director of the School for startups.
Oh, brilliant, yes.
Yeah. And,
were they in Ramsgate, was it? Where were they based?
No, they're a London-based organisation, and there's a huge team of them.
Right.
And they're supported by Doug Richards, if you remember Doug,
yes,
from Dragon's Den.
That's right.
And they, all over the country, but especially round about places in Kent, which is relevant to us, they run the School for Startups.
That's the guy with the fiery breath.
Yeah. Anyway, Medea Cohen is... And she says, hi there, we're in Folkestone this week.
That was it, Folkestone.
And they are training 100 new creative startups.
And they're looking for caterers as well, I
yeah.
heard.
Yeah, absolutely. It's any creative type business, and they help with startups for that. So, hi to all of those. If you want to follow them, you can follow Medea on the Twitter, and her Twitter handle is Medea Cohen. Let me spell that for you. It's MedeiaCohan, Medea Cohen.
But they really are looking for caterers in Folkestone.
They are really looking for a whole range of people looking to start creative businesses around about Kent, especially in East Kent and South East Kent.
But they really are looking for caterers to do the catering for
You've said me that three times now.
But I'm not sure you've really understood what I'm saying.
They're looking for caterers.
To actually cater for the food for the event, as well as looking
for
startups.
Yeah, they're looking for caterers.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I just didn't feel you were taking me on board there.
Well, if you really want to pop over there and knock them up some sandwiches, I suggest you do, because it's only around the corner.
I could, yeah.
Yeah. Or you could go to McDonald's and get in a job lot of cheeseburgers and take it round there.
Please.
What's wrong with that?
I've got some Sheppy news.
Or
are you going to read some tweets?
No, go on.
I'd hate to butt in, Paul Andrews. But
you don't normally.
Did you know the managing director of a Sheppy firm has been recognised for his hard work and dedication? Sometimes you make me laugh. Chris Woollett, and this is a very lovely spelling. I'm going to spell it W-O-O-L-E-1-E and double T. So all these W's and W's and double O's and double L's and double T's. Chris Woollett from the Bond Group in New Road, Sheerness, was presented with the Gold Award for Lifetime Achievement and Contribution to the Industry last week. And he was with 9 colleagues from the firm and provide refurbishment for refrigerated display cabinets used in the UK supermarkets. And they went to the RAC Cooling Industry Awards at the Hilton in Park Lane on Wednesday. There were about 750 representatives from within the industry at the bash, and 18 awards were given out. And this gold award is the only one which companies do not nominate for. So it was chosen by a panel of judges, and it was a complete surprise to Mr. Woollett, with a W and a double O and a double L and an E and a double T, when his name was announced. That's Chris. It is given out to those who've made a significant contribution to the environmental progress of the industry. And Chris was, he'd been lobbying MPs and has been raising awareness about the importance of recycling equipment. So big up for Sheppy, the Isle of Sheppy. And well done, Chris Woollett, from the Bond Group in New Road in Sheerness. I'm sure John Nurden will be interested in that, as he lives on Sheppy.
Absolutely.
Brilliant, isn't it? Shall we get him on the show?
Yeah, why not?
That'll
be good. Haven't seen him for ages. We've had loads of tweets, so I'm going to read a couple. We've had the Selkirk Business Solutions, who are known on the Twitter as RSS Consultancy, and they say, Vanilla Web, do you know that it's often farmers market at Spadework this weekend? Great Kent producers, cookery demonstrations by the Fat Carrot, and live music.
Oh, lovely Jane Apps there.
Yeah, and the Fat Carrot one.
You just thought she was an app on an iPhone, didn't you? But her name is actually Jane Apps. She's a bit confusing sometimes.
I thought her name was Carrot.
No, she's got Boy Carrot. Her whole family are Carrot. Boy Carrot, Husband Carrot, Mummy Carrot. Yeah. All gets confusing.
Yeah.
Lovely,
flapjacks. You can meet Jane, a.k.a. the Fat Carrot, at Spadework at Offham Farmers Market this weekend coming.
Where is Offham?
Offham is just the other side of Westmorling, or to you, West Malin.
Well, that's what I like about you. You know all these places. You know how to... What's that other one? Item. What did I call it? Igton.
Igton. That was my favourite.
Very odd names around here.
Yeah, but Jules, how long have you lived in Kent?
I've been in...
83 years. Go on, don't mess about. You've lived here 83 years.
No, you can't pronounce
any place name other than Whitstable and Tankerton, which is where you live.
Well, my last son was born here. He's now 17 and he's still not classed. He's still a DFL.
Yeah, of course he is.
Bless him.
Yeah.
That's
down from London for those that don't know. Yeah.
He was actually born in Whitstable and he's still a DFL.
I bet he could say Westmorling.
Probably. Yeah.
SMG VW fans have said hello.
Hello.
So we've got a new follower there. Hiya. I'll tell you what, read a quick email.
We would like to invite you to join us for the next Faversham Tweet Up. This is with the hostess with the mostess, Hilda Marie Smith. And it's on Monday the 14th of October at Catering for Kent's Restaurant, which is next to Mackinade Fine Foods. And I think on Twitter it's at Catering for the number 4, Kent. No costs or conditions, and meet and connect with new business contacts over a coffee. It's just £2 for endless tea and coffee. And I think there's a bacon sarnie in there, I seem to remember. The address is Catering for Kent, Mackinade Fine Foods on the Selling Road in Faversham. Now, if you haven't been to one of these tweet-ups, it's an amazing way of networking and getting to know. You take your business cards, you mill around. You can look at all these tweet-ups, which are free around the Kent area, on kenttweetups.co.uk, I think. Well, it might be Kent Business
Tweetups. kentbusinesstweetups.co.uk.
I know. I'm sorry, I'm in a little paracetamol warp today. Bear with me.
She's not well, listener.
No, I'm not.
She's suffering. She's all a flutter.
You offered, didn't you, to host
I did offer to sit in for her. I did say to her, no, don't come in on my account, Jules. I'll survive without you.
But I know what you'd have done.
But she was here at 8 o'clock.
You'd have sat there doing scoff. Going fab, everything's fab, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Being me.
I would have done.
Yeah. Throwing your chest
darlings,
around.
Darlings, hello.
Yeah. Yes, you'd have just done that.
Have some soup. Yeah.
So that's a great one. But go onto the website, kentbusinesstweetup.co.uk, and find out all the venues and get networking.
Cool. Do you know what we're going to do now?
Tunage.
We're going to have a bit of tunage.
And who must we play?
Bit of Goo Goo Dolls.
Oh, lovely.
Iris.
Know that you feel me somehow. You're the closest to heaven that I'll ever be, and I don't wanna go home right now. And all I can taste is this moment, and all I can breathe is your life. And sooner or later it's over. I just don't wanna miss. And I don't want the world to see me, 'cause I don't think that they'd understand. When everything's made to be broken, I just want you to know who I am. Tears that ain't coming, all the moment of truth in your lies. When everything feels like the movies, yeah, you bleed just to know you're alive.
And I don't want the world to see me, 'cause I don't think that they'd understand. When everything's made to be broken, I just want you to know who I am. And I don't want the world to see me, 'cause I don't think that they'd understand.
Temp Network provides productive and reliable temporary staff to your business. We supply temps across Kent within food production, fulfillment houses, picking and packing environments, and warehouse staff. With great value for money charge rates, error-free invoicing, and highly trained consultants. Shouldn't Temp Network be supporting your business? For more information, please contact us on 01892 531 777 or visit tempnetwork.co.uk.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show with me, Paul Andrews, and the lovely Jill Serkin. That was a Goo Goo Dolls with Iris.
I enjoyed that.
It's a lovely track, isn't
it? Yeah, sounded like a cake, Goo Goo Dolls.
Yeah, no, it's a lovely, lovely track. There's actually a really cool version, an acoustic version of it, done by Ronan Keating as well, which I highly recommend.
Well, you're still going to bring me that Paul Weller one once.
Yeah.
It was that lovely acoustic. Do you remember that? About a year ago, you promised me that.
Yeah, I know. I'll eventually. I'll keep waiting.
I'll email you.
Yeah.
To remind you.
Do you know, we better catch up with some of this. I've got a gazillion tweets and we've got loads of emails and we need to speak to our first guests any minute now. I'm just going to run through a few hellos. On the Twitter, we've had Lucky's Shellfish.
Ah.
Before and After. Gene Crew and Nikolai Trofin. And Signs and Displays have all said hello.
I think Nikolai Trofin might be interested in Roger Curses's Russian.
Do you think so?
Our next guest, yes.
Do you think so?
Nicht. Nostida. Vodka. Vladimir. James Gardner has tweeted in, listening, great show again, guys.
Right.
He must be on drugs.
Why?
Well, listening like that. You know, great show, he said. He must be on morphine or something.
Why?
Great show, he said. Quite unusual.
What are you trying
to
say? You're trying to say that this isn't a great show.
He must just be listening to my bit.
Yeah. Hi, James. Lovely to see you. Hear from you. And James's brother Paul Gardner, who's chief executive of from Component Force, the fantastic manufacturing business over there in Medway in Rochester. Paul has been in Uganda with the Imperious Blablinky crew.
Yeah.
David Philpott, Debbie Cameron. Building a school in Uganda.
Amazing.
And I think they just got back over the weekend or yesterday. So fantastic efforts from those guys. And you can follow them all on Facebook. They've posted loads of photographs of all the work they've been doing there.
I think they do fresh water.
You just poured that down your front. That made me laugh. She was trying to destroy my speech there by pouring water and she missed.
Well, I was doing
and poured
my water,
it down her front.
Water effect, fresh water for the well.
I've also had a tweet from a new listener called Claire Lambert.
Hello.
And Claire is known on the Twitter as @Kidenza. That's spelt K-I-D-E-N-Z-A. K-I-D-E-N-Z-A. And she says, hi, Paul. We need 4 sponsors for a Christmas concert in Tunbridge Wells. Their logo will go on 10,000 flyers. They will go to flyers that go out to local families. And they will also get some free tickets to the event. It's a bargain. We're trying to launch a new business. So if you'd like to find out more about that, you can follow Claire on the Twitter at Kidenza, K-I-D-E-N-Z-A on Twitter. Do that. You can do one more email, and then we're going to talk to our first guest, Roger.
You're so generous.
I know. I'm good like that.
Signpost for Growth, and this is the Federation of Small Businesses, the North Kent branch. They're inviting you to come and find out what this government is doing to help small businesses to grow, SMEs. The speakers are people like BSK. Who's that, Paul Andrews, BSK? Do we know?
Business Support Kent.
You see, you know everything. That's what I like. The only thing I like about you. Growth Accelerator Grant, Manufacturing Advisory Service, MAS Grant, the Kent Invicta Chambers, Business Support Services, the Federation of Small Businesses, and Unblocking Bottlenecks to Growth. So they're all going to be talking, and it's on Tuesday, the 8th of October. Is that today?
Yep.
And it's at 5 o'clock tonight, so you've just got time after the bunker to have a little wash, brush up, and put some aftershave on and nip down to the Innovation Centre, Medway.
I'd get dressed as well if I were you.
It's never stopped you before.
No.
Maidstone Road, Chatham, long as it's purple, of course, remember?
Exactly.
And it's if you've got a sat-nav, it's M for Mother, E for Egbert, 5, 9, S for Sugar, D for Dominic.
Cool.
And to book, you need to phone Sue on 01622 688 134. That's 01622 688 134, and that's tonight, 5 o'clock, Innovation Centre in Maidstone Road, Chatham.
Cool.
Or Chatham.
Chatham. Talking about purple, a just quick shout out for my image consultant, Tracy Randall, who is not very well today.
No.
And she's currently on her sick bed feeling poorly, so get well soon, Tracy.
I've asked her what her symptoms are, because I wonder if it's the same as me.
Achy? Quite possibly.
Are you achy, Tracy? Maybe.
I nearly said something really rude there.
What, like what?
No, I was just going to be frivolous.
Not
and I
like
thought,
you.
No, and I thought, no, that's really unkind. Jules isn't feeling well, so to pick on her is
I'm
not well.
No, don't.
No, I'm going to save it up and get it all in one go later.
Thank you.
Cool. Do you know what? I think we'll speak to our first guest.
The mad.
The absolutely barking.
Yeah.
Mad.
But brilliant.
Listener, I can't describe what's sitting in front of me here in the radio studio, but you will see the photographs later. But it's an absolute pleasure to welcome back to the Business Bunker Show Mr. Roger Curtis, of language school fame, who now is known as the manic teacher. And when you see the photographs, you know why. Roger, thank you so much for coming to the Business Bunker. It's lovely to see you again. How are you?
I'm okay. Bit confused who I am at the moment.
Are you? You're suffering an identity crisis, are you?
Well, my ACCA, my manic teacher, is taking over.
Really?
Oh, yes. Oui.
So, Roger, why don't you start off by telling the listener a little bit about you and what you do, and then we'll go from there.
Yeah, sure. Now, I'm Roger Curtis, and I've been working independently as a language tutor in the Whitstable area for 14 years. I've decided to get stuck into a bit of manic purely to draw the public in and follow an online course which I've just launched.
Right, okay.
But in addition to that, I'm still tutoring from home and also doing distance teaching by Skype.
Blimey. So let's deconstruct some of this. So you're a language teacher.
Yeah.
First of all, let's look at what languages you teach.
Okay.
So why don't you just run through them and let's
play
a game. What
doesn't he teach?
Yeah, well, let's play a game. Why don't you say hello or something in each of the languages you teach and then tell us what it is afterwards?
Oh, yeah. Go on.
Yeah, that'll be good, won't it?
Go on.
Hola.
Здравствуйте.
Russian.
Bless you. What?
Very good.
Russian. What was it again?
Здравствуйте.
Здравствуйте. Isn't that a brand of vodka?
You just spit when you say it.
I know. Cool.
Next one. Hola, buenos días.
Ah, guapo. Hola, señor.
Guapa.
Spanish. Yeah, I got it. Spanish, yeah.
Soy guapa.
Yeah, yeah.
If I told you that when she's got a cold, I say, está constipada, do you believe me?
Possibly.
It's true.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Sounds a bit like constipated.
No. Yeah, I was going to say, that's what I believed.
Well, I'm not.
Yeah.
Constipada.
I don't need to know that, thank you.
I had my prunes.
Head cold. Constipada.
Ah.
Next one. If I can remember. Buongiorno.
Italiano.
Oh, yeah.
Sì.
Una birra, por favor.
Ah? Come no.
Yeah, yeah.
Non
è possibile.
Disgraziato mascalzona.
Yeah. This is mad. Come on.
That was Commodori.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's making it up as she goes along.
That's always.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Always. Bonjour.
Yeah, go on.
Oh, you know your French. Come on.
Mensonge dans l'arbre. Yeah, okay.
Guten Tag. Guten Tag.
German.
Yeah, yeah.
Zasit.
Right, so let's run through this. You teach people Russian, French, Spanish, Italian and German.
I do.
I mean, he's just a genius.
Can I ask, which came first here, Roger? Did you learn languages yourself just because you wanted to and then you became a teacher of languages? Or did you always set out to become a teacher of languages and learn languages in order to teach them?
Well, it goes right back to school. Mm. I was really lucky because I did French and Latin and German and Russian at school. I was
really?
So lucky.
All right, okay.
And then when I went to uni, I did Russian and did Italian. Mm. And then Spanish came along quite a lot later in the 80s when I was at work. Mm. And no, teaching's come along really late. I didn't start up my own business till 2001.
So you've always been a language aficionado,
oh, yeah,
basically.
I love it. Love it.
And then you became a teacher longer term.
I didn't really fall into teaching. It was my wife Sheila's idea because I was off sick in the late 1999 from work.
Right.
Off for quite a while.
And what were you doing at that time?
I was working in flexible packaging in an export office. So I was using French and Spanish.
Right.
But not enough.
Right.
And as I say, it was Sheila's idea for me to start teaching.
How many ways can you say it's in a cardboard box?
I couldn't even say it if I tried with that dictionary. I'd worked in the industry 24 years and I think I just had enough, really.
Right.
But the teaching, yeah, that's the thing I absolutely love.
Okay. So you had these language skills. You decided to use them and to do something you enjoy doing by teaching language skills to people. What I'm fascinated in is around language. I want you to tell me, you know, because there are some myths that build up about these things, and some of them may be true and some of them may not be true. Somebody says if you learn something like Latin, for instance, it makes it far easier to learn the Latin languages like Italian, French and da 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 da. Is there any truth in that, or are they fairly different anyway?
It's very true for Italian, but it's the geography thing. The further you go away from the original location of the Latin people, which was located on Rome, the more the language changes.
Yeah, absolutely.
So there definitely are basic similarities between French, Spanish, Italian, also Portuguese, and believe it or not, Romanian. They're the five Latin languages.
I heard somewhere that Romanian is still the closest language, living language, to Latin that there is.
Is that true? Even more than Italian. A friend of mine who he's a vicar, and I didn't know this, but he told me the other day he's got a Romanian Bible.
Right.
And it is so similar. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
It is so like Latin from 2,000 years ago, more than modern Italian is.
Yeah. Really? That's weird, isn't it? That's fascinating.
It's amazing.
And what interested me, though, as well, was what you said about Portuguese. Because, obviously, Portuguese, when you hear it spoken, sounds radically
different
to Spanish, which is right
or
next
Italian.
Door. Or Italian. But Spain, you know, Portugal and Spain are right next door to each other, and you'd think there'd be some kind of overlap. But not only does it sound different, but the whole pronunciation. I mean, Portuguese people normally sound more like Russians.
Yeah, they do.
Than Latin, don't you think?
Very different.
Yeah.
Even though you've got that frontier, and obviously people are going across the borders all the time, there really are major differences in words. Mm. But the overall structure, the actual language structure, goes back to Latin. That's what keeps those five Mediterranean languages, Romanians, on the Black Sea.
Yeah.
But with the exception of that, they've all got a basic structure based on Latin. Mm. But it's the words that change. Mm. There's a lot of loan words. There's a lot of people drifting and moving around. And Brazil, that's where most people speak Portuguese. Mm. And there's a lot of influence coming back from South America into Portugal.
I've got a funny story about that. I got a really funny story about that. Many, many years ago, I was working as a consultant in Dallas, and in the southwest of the US.
He was JR.
No, it's worse than that. In the southwest of the US, there's loads of chicken shops, you know, like Kentucky Fried Chicken, but there's loads of different types of ones. We only know KFC here, but there's hundreds of them. And in the southwest, there's a massive chain of chicken shops run by a guy called Frank Perdue. And like a lot of American entrepreneurs, Frank does all his own TV commercials, right? And Frank would appear on TV in a huge Stetson, JR-type Stetson, and he would say his tagline, which is, "It takes a tough man to make tender chicken." Mm. Okay, that was his tagline. And for 20, 30 years, they have sold chicken, and Frank has appeared on US TV in his TV commercials going, "It takes a tough man to make tender chicken," right?
Whoa.
They decided to launch in Mexico. Okay, and they decided to run the same adverts with just a voiceover in the translation. However, they used a Spanish translator and not a Mexican translator.
Right.
So, Frank Perdue ended up telling 20 million Mexicans, it takes a hard man to make a chicken affectionate.
Lucky him.
And did they ever cotton on?
Oh, yeah, straight away. They pulled it after one airing, but... It just shows you that even within the same language, there can be interpretation differences. And I guess that's what you were saying about Portuguese and Brazilian Portuguese.
Oh, definitely. But it's even more extreme with Spanish and the Spanish-speaking countries because of the massive geography difference.
Yeah.
And Mexico is a great example. But Argentina, that's even more different in the way they actually pronounce certain letters.
Right.
I mean, the word car, coche,
yeah,
that's okay in Spain. That won't get you a car in Mexico.
Absolutely.
It's carro. You go to Argentina, it's auto. So they're all Spanish-speaking countries, but they don't speak the same language completely.
And you wouldn't want to sell the Vauxhall Nova in South America either, would you?
Not exactly, no.
Why?
It means no, it doesn't go.
No bar.
No bar, of course.
No bar.
I was just about to say that Paul Andrews does like a Brazilian, but let's move swiftly on. Because Roger has been helping my son, who's 17, with his AS levels, and now hopefully the... And I've watched him. In fact, I've heckled most of the lessons.
Interrupted, normally.
She loves to take part.
I was banished from the living room. I hope you charge her through the nose for this, Roger, because it must be one of the job from hell.
It started.
She fell asleep one lesson.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
I was listening to the Business Bunker at the time on my headphones.
Very good.
I've watched him and he's very, very animated and he just engages the pupils and that's why I've recommended him to quite a few kids.
My pupils are very animated.
Yes.
One of the interesting things, Roger, and I'm, typical of this, is as English people, we are, as a nation, we're very bad at languages.
That's right.
There's some arguments to say, why should you learn the world's most popular language when you can already technically speak it? And I know from experience that sometimes when you go abroad and you attempt to use the local language, they just reply in English anyway. However, having said that, it is a fascinating thing to learn languages. One of the things I'm interested in, though, is your teaching style. And if you have a particular methodology for teaching languages, how do you teach it?
I just let go, really.
Yeah.
It depends on the person I'm teaching. It really does. I think the whole thing about teaching is you've got to pay attention to the other person. It's not all about you and what you're saying. You've got to pay attention, follow their body language, listen to their needs. And I think that's the most important thing. And if there's somebody who's nervous, help them relax. And that's the thing. I use a lot of humour. Not just the way I'm dressed today, and we'll explain.
And that's not normal.
No, we'll... Moving rapidamente on... Having humour is so important, but not everybody wants that style of lesson, so I change it. It really is a question of following their lead. But I do enjoy things being fun, but I want things to be varied.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's the whole point.
Now, when I was at school, and I didn't go very long, and I only went a couple of times, I admit, but I popped into a French lesson once, and it seemed to me that the way that they taught languages in the types of schools that I was sent to is they just gave you lists of vocabulary. Now, I don't know how effective that is, but in general, what is the best way of learning a language? And what I mean by that is it as simple as learning the vocabulary and then kind of cobbling it together? Or should you learn the structure? You know, like I always remember learning the verbs, for instance, je suis, tu es, and all that nonsense from French. But it all seemed to me kind of academic and disconnected. Do you know what I mean? You were just learning from a book and it had no rationale. Whereas I happen to know, because I'm a great reader, of a guy called Steven Pinker. And Steven Pinker runs the Brain Research Institute at Massachusetts Institute of Technology. And he's written many books about language. And one of the things he says is that the human brain inherently has areas in it for language structure.
Sure.
And if you learn a language as a child, you can learn multiple languages. You just pick them up in the same way you pick up your mother tongue, as long as you're exposed to them before the age of 4 or 5.
Before you start to get fear.
Yeah. And I just wondered, what your thoughts were on the structure of learning language, if there is such a thing.
Structure is important. Mm. You mentioned before that lists, and certainly I remember that from school, but that wasn't the only way to do it. I think picking up from the lists, you need to repeat. If there's a word that doesn't stick and it's important to you, that's the point. Then repeat it over to yourself. Say it aloud and write it down. But, for instance, learning a list of, say, fruits, with the chance that one might come up in an exam and you could have guessed it anyway, it's such a waste of your time. I don't tend to teach from lists, but I do give lists to people. But I record them with pauses because I don't want them to just read stuff. I want them to hear it and I want them to practice their accent. So it's useful out there in the big wide world. But it's a question of applying it, making use of language, and that's what I do. Lists, I'm not a great lover of that. I feel that the most important thing is to get involved in role plays, which I do a lot of, so you can actually get confidence. So when you go abroad, you've already had a go. Because it's confidence. People are frightened to open their mouth.
Yeah. And in learning a language, it strikes me also that what you find is people that tend to adapt well to languages are people that immerse themselves in it and aren't frightened by it.
Sure.
You know, one of the other things from school was, you know, they would give you a phrase to translate. And you'd start, you know, you'd start translate it in some way, you know. Like, I don't know, I can't think of anything, you know. La chienne dans la chaise or something. Yeah, my dog's on a chair or, you know.
Close.
You know, but something like that, you know. But the point I'm making, they would give you something to translate. And then they'd immediately start going, no, you pronounced that wrong. You da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. The interesting thing is, when you learn a language as a child, people tolerate that all the time.
Absolutely.
You know, as a baby, if you say anything approximately remotely like any kind of word, mum and dad go bizarre. Oh, he said duck. He didn't actually say duck at all, but it sounded almost, do you know what I mean?
But that is so important, not to be frightened of making mistakes. Exactly. You've raised a great point. And I encourage mistakes. I make them.
Yeah,
we're going to talk a bit later, I hope we've got time, about my online course as
Manic
Teacher.
Oh, tell us now.
Go
tell
for it now.
Yeah. Okay, well, hello everyone. I've launched a course, as my alter ego, called Manic Teacher on www.manicteacher.co.uk.
We have no idea why he's called that.
No,
we have actually.
I just want to know when he gets his hair done.
No, I'm very modest, very modest. But anyway, I've launched this online course and there's 12 episodes. It's running now. We're on episode 4 comes out tomorrow, which is about listening. But the whole point about this is, I dress up as this manic teacher, which anybody's got a chance to look on Business Bunker later, you'll see exactly what Paul's going on about. But that's the fun element. But I'm trying to do that to get people's attention. But underlying all the humour, I'm talking structure and I'm talking skills. The whole course is about learning the skills to read, to speak and listen better, to converse.
Right.
Now, I'm not having a go at schools because schools, the teachers are so busy and the kids, just like George's son, Che, they've got enough to do. But there's me knocking on the door. I've sent emails to the main schools in Canterbury, not one answer. That's fine. I understand they're busy people, but give me a chance, please. The skills I'm offering is to actually show them how to apply the languages. The teachers don't do that. No disrespect to everyone, but you don't. I'm showing them how to read.
Yeah.
I've got a technique called flow reading.
Okay.
Yeah? I encourage people to read from day one. People do not even know what books they should be reading.
Sure.
That's all on my course.
Okay.
Can you read out your website for me, please, so I can tweet it?
I'll do it once more. www.manic, M-A-N-I-C, teacher, all one word that, .co.uk.
Cool. So what can they be downloading from that?
The first two lessons are free, so I'm offering those. The first lesson is called Origins. That's got a video, but in addition to that, you've got a main text. There's a lot of stuff. It's not all silly. Although I do speak with a bit of a put-on voice, behind it are some really good things for you to learn. And that's Origins. Where did language start? Where is it developed? Where is it going to? The next lesson is where the skills really kick in. Speaking. Get speaking. As you said, Paul, make mistakes. It's good. At least you're trying. And foreigners really love Brits for making the effort.
Right.
Because their view of us is still we don't try.
Yeah, sure.
The ones who make the effort, they're the ones who get the service. So what do you get for lesson two? You get the video, but you've already got that anyway through YouTube or the website. You get a main text you can download for free. You've got a lesson plan, which I actually worked to on an easel while I'm teaching, very old school, with my magic wand, of course. Thank you for that.
It's very Hogwarts.
Yes,
isn't it?
Yes. Well, there's no magic, unfortunately. It's a bit harder graph than that. But in addition, there's extra text. There's a page in each of the four languages. That's French, German, Italian, and Spanish. And I've also done the audio for them as well, with pauses for people to repeat on most of them. But what I'm also throwing in at Christmas is an e-book compilation of all of the texts and the audio. So it's all going to be compiled together. And now I'll be knocking on publishers' doors and trying to sell that, because I want my first book published.
But also for language, you know, things like Russian. I mean, you know, my new husband deals with Russian banks and that. You know,
absolutely,
business,
yeah.
Russian is essential if you're in that kind of thing. So do you have any sort of quick business language, how to learn the lingo in, you know, 5 months or something for business people?
Only if you can put in the hours. It's a little and often is my recommendation. Mm-hmm. People say to me, I've put in an hour before the class to see you today because I just haven't had time. And I have to say, that's okay, it's your life, but it isn't the way for you to learn a language.
Right.
You need to be putting in 10 to 15 minute sessions at least 3 or 4 times a week and vary it to a bit of reading. Listen to music with the lyrics in Russian and English.
Right.
Music and reading are the two biggest things that you, not me, control.
Right.
And
okay.
They help you recycle language. And that's the difference between school and what I'm up to.
Yeah.
I think the whole point is, if you get buried in lists, you're really not free to express yourself.
Absolutely.
You need to be able to communicate and make mistakes. As far as I'm concerned, they're great.
Absolutely. Cool. Roger, we could talk about this forever, but we're fast running out of time.
Okay.
So thank you so much for joining us. Give us one last shout out for your website so that people can follow up and have a look at what you're doing.
Thanks for inviting me too. It's www.manicteacher.co.uk.
Cool.
Loads of information online.
Have a look at Roger's website. It is really worthwhile. The link to that is on the Kent Business Radio website, so you can find it there and it will stay there. For the moment, Roger, thank you so much. Do stay with us for the rest of the show.
Okay, thank you.
But it's great to hear from you again. Thank you for that.
Cheers.
Just to find out where he gets his hair done, I mean, really.
Absolutely, and his ginger beard. We got so much stuff to get through, so I'm going to rush through the next bit, then we got another great guest to talk to as well. Talking about languages, I've had a tweet from Florence Perrault.
Ah, bonjour.
Bonjour, Florence. Florence is from Sophrology Academy, and she says, hi, guys. Please, can you mention our open day in Canterbury this Saturday? It's a Sophro Tasters and much more. And you can find out all about it by going to the following website, concordhouseclinic.co.uk. That's Concord with an E, being as she's French.
Mm-hmm.
Concord House Clinic, all one word, .co.uk. Please do check that out. It's a taster workshop on sophrology. So have a look at that.
I've had a new follower, Paul, on Twitter. I don't know whether you've had him. He's an independent financial advisor, and he's in Sevenoaks, evolvefm.net, and his name's Michael Fisher.
All right, okay.
Evolve IFA.
Cool. Okay, thanks for that. We've had the lovely Miriam McGuirk has tweeted numbers of times listening to the show today.
From a
hi, Miriam.
Mountain.
In her secret location.
She's
somewhere
a writer,
in Turkey.
You know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Paul's,
her book's being launched soon.
That new chap I just said that was following me, the IFA Michael Fisher, is going to be at the Seven Oaks Business Show.
Ah, right, okay.
Yeah,
great, okay.
That's with Michael Fallon, isn't it, the MP. He's going to be there as well.
Yep.
But I think we'll be talking about that later on.
We are indeed, yes. But we just wanted to hear from people that are going to be there.
Yes.
Because it's their chance to let people know they're going to be there. We've also had a tweet from Beau Interiors, spelt B-E-A-U-X. Beau Interiors.
Mm.
So we've got a very cosmopolitan show today.
Really?
And Beau Interiors are a vintage shop in, I think, hold on, I need to check this just to make doubly sure, Margate Old Town. And it's run by Alison and Julian, and they are a hand-painted vintage and new furniture and an eclectic selection of gifts and women's wear and jewellery. So do check them out. They do have a website, but they're saying it's in transition at the moment and it's not currently an e-commerce site.
You know who they need to talk to? Fruit Bowl Media.
They need to talk to Fruit Bowl Media to get a website done for them. But for the moment, you can follow them on the Twitter at Beau Interiors. spelled BeauxIntereurs, Beaux Interiors. So do check them out.
Margate is really happening because we were talking about it on Scoff and Quaff, which is on at between 11 to 12 on at Channel Radio on a Tuesday. And the Ambrette not only is there thriving, but also, of course, the Turner Gallery. But the Annie's Supper Club has just is moving there next January, February.
Right.
Starting up a gluten-free restaurant and catering service. And they'll be doing deliveries on the beach.
Cool. Do you know, this is mad. We've got hundreds of emails. I've got 52 tweets waiting as well.
Do you want to read
some?
And
we've got another guest to talk to. I just want to mention this. Telcare Limited.
Hello.
The telecoms providers over on Medway City Estate there at Rochester.
Lisa.
The lovely Lisa Marie and her husband Dave.
Yes.
Recently did the Three Peaks Challenge in aid of youth diabetes. And if you go to their website, which is Telcare Limited, T-E-L-C-A-R-E, telcarelimited.co.uk. They have a blog all about their Three Peaks Challenge on there. Give it a read. It's really fascinating.
Don't know how they did it.
No, it's brilliant. Huge. So well done to those guys. You can now read an email.
Avanti Community Support has branched out strategic plans to ensure business continuity and service delivery demands can be met, and has led to the service moving out of its Faversham offices and setting up two new offices, one office in Turkey Mill, Maidstone, and the other in Erith. Have I said Erith correctly?
Erith.
Erith. I knew it. To mark the move to Turkey Mill, Maidstone, Avanti Community Support held an open day.
Russian, French, Spanish, no problem. English, forget it.
Erith. I mean, who'd have known it? On Tuesday the 1st of October, they're officially opening up the offices and celebrating the move. And the event was opened by trustee Michelle Gardner, who thanked everyone for attending. So well done, Avante Community Support, moving there to Turkey Mill. And that's great news for you guys.
Would you like a language-related factoid?
Yes, I'd love one.
You know Dumbledore? As
I
in
do, yeah.
Hogwarts.
Yeah.
Do you know what Dumbledore actually means?
Yeah, no. It sounds like a hill in Somerset to me.
That's funny. Somebody else said that to me. Or they actually said a hill in Dorset. No, Dumbledore is Anglo-Saxon. And it means bumblebee.
Does it?
Yeah, don't you think that's nice?
I do like that.
Yeah. Isn't that cute?
But it actually sounds like bumblebee, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Yeah. The old Anglo-Saxons knew what they were on about, let me tell you. They
were you an Anglo-Saxon or are you a Viking?
No, would you really like to know?
Yeah, I want to know.
There's no such thing as Celts, for a start.
Right.
It's a myth.
Isn't
it's a Victorian
football
myth.
Team?
And
isn't
the
Celts a football team?
Yeah.
Celtic.
There's no such thing as Celts. And
he never gets my jokes. Carry
well,
on.
We've got a million things to get through and no time left to
carry
do
on,
it.
Carry on, Paul Andrews.
So we can carry on, you know, waffling about nothing forever.
I do love a waffle. Go on, carry on.
Anyway, there's no such thing as Celts, and the entire population of the British Isles, including Ireland, are actually the same people. There are very few Vikings and there are very few Saxons, that their DNA is all British from circa 12,000 years ago when the English Channel was formed. And 85% of the entire population of these islands have the same genetic background.
So how do you get those sort of redheads, that sort of red...
It's a natural variation in Northern Europeans.
Well, I'm not sure. I know a lot of people who are like Vikings.
Yeah, yeah, but that's because there's a... yeah, exactly. That's because there's a myth about what a Viking looks like. It's the wrong way round.
Okay.
Anyway, we won't talk about that because we haven't got any more time.
I always think of you with those sort of orangutans. That's where I think you originated
from. The only place in the United Kingdom, with a heavy Norse influence is the Orkney Islands and the Shetland Islands.
Okay.
Which isn't surprising. Okay. We've had a tweet from SOS Computers.
Hello.
That says, training the new secretary today for the office. Please give us a shout out. We will be tuning in. And you can follow them on the Twitter at SOS Computer Kent. And also our mate Peter Cook.
Hello,
from the Academy of Rock. We're doing a charity gig for Demelza Hospital on the 2nd of November in Sittingbourne. Tickets are available from me, that's Peter Cook, on Medway 01634 855267. I'll do that again with my teeth in. Tickets are available from Peter Cook on 01634 855267.
I actually met him, didn't I, for the first time with Lisa Marie at the Kent Women in Business Awards.
You did indeed.
And he's got such a shock of hair.
It is shocking, isn't it?
Kent Channel Chamber, Wednesday the 13th of November. This is the date for your diary. It's at 7.30 in the morning till 9.30. The venue is Romney, Hythe and Dimchurch Railway. Oh, this sounds nice. In Little Stone Road, New Romney. And it's £14.40 for members and £18. The focus will be on the Marsh Million. Now, this is amazing. Join us and learn more about the new Marsh Million business loan. And the scheme is funded by Magnox, Kent County Council, Shepway District Council and Ashford Borough Council. And the Marsh Million provides 0% interest, unsecured loans up to £10,000 to support small and micro businesses with growth potential to develop new and expand existing products, services or processes. So that's Wednesday the 13th of November, 7.30 in the morning, and the venue is Romney, Hythe and Dimchurch Railway. Can you tell me, Paul Andrews, will that be actually on the little chug train, nipping up and down?
Yeah.
If the venue... Do it, get it on the train and do it?
Yeah.
That's so nice. I want to go.
You know the train comes past our
studio
window?
Sometimes. Yeah. I hear it.
When you have the windows open.
Yeah, which you told me
off. And
the
alpacas stick their head through the window.
Yeah, you told me off that.
And moo, or whatever they do.
Thursday the 24th of October.
Spit, normally.
7.30 to 9.30. Carry on. Northbourne Park School. Betsy Hanger Deal. Betty's Hanger. How do you say Betty's Hanger?
Oh, for goodness sake.
Betty's Hanger. Betsy's Hanger.
Betty's Hanger.
It's in Deal.
It's Betts Hanger. It's a former coal mine. It used to be a colliery. Betts Hanger.
If you're using a sat nav, it's C for Charlie, T for Tango, 140, N for Norman, and W for W. Costs members £12. Now, this is a focus on young startups. So it's a networking business, and as I said, it's in the Betts Hanger in Deal.
Betts Hanger.
At Northbourne Park School. So it's 7.30 in the morning. And you need to phone Tracy Reynolds. I'll read the number out in a minute. But the website is www.kentchannelchamber.co.uk. 01-303-270022.
Thank you for that. I think we'll abandon Jules at the moment. Otherwise, we're going to get lost
Betts
in Kent.
Betts Hanger.
It's an absolute pleasure now to welcome to the Business Bunker for the first time, Gabrielle Archant. And I just need to say that if you want to follow Gabrielle, she is actually known currently on Twitter as Gabby Stapleton on the Twitter, but it's Gabrielle Archant. Gabrielle, thank you for joining us on the Business Bunker show. It's an absolute pleasure to have you on. Gabrielle runs GMP PR and Marketing. Why don't you tell us a little bit about you and a little bit about your business, and then we'll talk some more about Friday as well.
Thank you so much. I'm delighted to be here. Thank you very much for inviting me.
Pleasure.
Both of you. Yes, I would love to tell you a little bit about me and obviously about the Seven Oaks Business Show, which is what I'm here to talk about mainly. But just very, very quickly in a nutshell, I'm a PR and marketing person. I'm really passionate about networking and meeting new people and introducing them to other people who can actually bring them more business. So I do quite a lot of writing. So I do press releases and articles, and I get things into the local papers, and I also do social media, and I handle people's social media. But the main thing is to actually understand what a company is trying to achieve, who they're trying to target, and then find those people wherever they may be, online or offline. So I do a lot of listening. Which will surprise my husband, actually, because he's always telling me I never listen to him. But I do. I promise I listen to him.
Perhaps he's talking about the football results.
Yeah,
or something.
Yeah.
That's usually when he's telling me what he's doing. But anyway, I love him dearly.
And what does your husband do?
He does flooring. He's a flooring contractor, so he does anything to do with wood or Carndine or anything to do with,
See me afterwards,
see Mr. Argent.
He fixes listening. Floors as well, so he's very, very talented. But, yes, talking about, the sort of people that you're looking for, it's all about putting people in contact with others. So the Seven Oaks Business Show is the perfect opportunity because, I'm just looking forward to it. It's like the big networking party of the season, really. Because I've got a lot of people who I know quite well coming along, and a lot of people who I don't know. But the main thing is that if you are in business, whether you're a business owner or you're a manager, or in fact you're just in between jobs, or in fact if you're a young person who's looking at the world of work thinking, oh my gosh, what am I going to be doing in my life? I suggest you come along and have a look, because they're all under one roof, and it's at the Stag Plaza in Sevenoaks, which is right in the middle of town. Yes, it's got a great big car park behind, and oh, the most exciting thing I've got to tell you, we've got a vintage double-decker bus.
Oh, wow.
That is going to be our social media mobile workshop venue.
Oh, brilliant.
And the wonderful, wonderful Zoe Cairns from ZC Social Media is doing she's doing the three workshops during the day, and they are free to come on. And it's free to come into the show. So I don't know why people wouldn't want to come to the show.
Absolutely.
Plus, there's free coffee, free muffins made by Xylobrit, the sweetener people. And we've got...
Jules has just left. She's set off to walk to Sevenoaks.
I do love a muffin.
I should have brought some in this morning. I'm really sorry.
I do love a muffin.
She looked it up on a map, and she can't find Sevenoaks anywhere. So she's on her way there.
Well, and then we've got free lunch as well. And it can't get any better. We've got free lunch from Cote Brasserie, who's just opened in Sevenoaks. And there's just so much going on in Sevenoaks. But I do love Tunbridge Wells as well, which is actually where I'm based. So I can't be too one-sided. But I do love both towns. And in fact, in my work, I'm doing PR and marketing in both towns. But I've just got to, you know, it's just going to be a really great day out. And you can just come and give out your leaflets, give out your flyers, talk to people, find new suppliers, find new people that you don't know. And of course, every person that you meet has their own little entourage. They're sort of what I call a power team. Mm. So if you find someone in the same sort of business as you, but with, you know, very similar, you know, approaching similar demographics in terms of audience, you will find that they can actually take your cards and maybe mention you to someone else that they might be talking to on another occasion. You never know who you're going to meet.
Absolutely.
So networking is absolutely the key. And I have found groups like ABC to be fantastic. Right. And I've actually got two ABCs that I'm a member of. One is the Alternative Business Club, which meets at the Mercure on a Wednesday morning. And another one, as you know, ABC meets all around Kent. And I go to the Tunbridge Wells one, which is run by the lovely Melody Savage. And it's got,
oh, I know Melody. Yes. She's an interior designer.
She is an interior designer. Very, very good one. And Tracy Randall goes there. And
I know Tracy as well. She's my image consultant.
I know. I want her to be my image consultant too. And I'm just trying to get together. She's so busy. And
but
Tracy,
you look fabulous, darling.
Oh, thank you.
You look fabulous.
Thank you. But I think
she never says that to me.
I could be more fabulous with Tracy's help. But Tracy's coming actually to the business show. And because the first impression is very, very important.
Absolutely.
And I think she's got a very special offer going on for men. Actually, she's got something up her sleeve, so I'm going to be fascinated to see what she's going to say about that. But we've also got the lovely Michael Fallon, the Right Honourable Michael Fallon,
yes.
MP, Minister of State for Business and Enterprise, Energy, and also he's the patron of the Sevenoaks Town Partnership.
I could do with some energy.
So he's going to be there. So all in all, of course, we've got Kent County Council. Sorry, I should get my teeth into. And they are going to be talking about the apprenticeship scheme.
Right.
Because some people say that the unemployment problem is at 5 miles radius from where your office is based. So if every business is taking on a young apprentice, and as you know, the government is funding businesses to take on apprentices and also helping you to take on a graduate, then the 1 million people, 1 million young people unemployed would, you know, hopefully we could do our little bit. So in Kent, we're very fortunate. We've got lots of support agencies, and I'm very pleased to say that a lot of them are coming. We've got, for example, the Centre for... What is it called now? The Centre for Micro Business.
Oh, right, okay. Roger House.
Roger House, yeah. Yes. We've got Connect It coming. That's Connect It.
Chris,
yes.
Chris Pollard.
He's coming.
And Brian, yeah.
Yes.
We know all of this lot.
Yeah.
Husband of Miriam the writer.
Yes, that's right. Jesse McGrath. We've got Cooper Mini coming. We've got some cars and vans and things in the car.
Can you still climb out of a Mini, Paul Andrews?
Climb out of a Mini?
Yeah, yeah.
I can't get in it.
They've made them bigger. Well, I mean, I say
they
that.
They have made, yeah, thank you for that, Gabrielle. It doesn't help.
I'm so sorry. I didn't mean that. I suppose you needed a bigger Mini.
No, we know where you're coming from. You've spent too long in the company of Jules already.
I'm so sorry. I meant they've made a sort of Mini club van thing. And that's not an official
keep backpedalling there.
Perhaps I should read, actually, what's in the delicate handler.
I've got a video of Paul Andrews trying to tumble out of his Porsche. It's quite funny.
Yeah.
I'll put it on YouTube.
Yeah.
And we've got, of course, I should definitely mention...
He was wedged in.
The key sponsor, who's Brasher's Law, because they're the big solicitors in Maidstone.
It's who, sorry?
Brasher's
yeah.
Lawyers.
Okay.
And they have very kindly, they are the main sponsor, as are CCLA, and they are fund managers who support charities and councils. And Sevenoaks Town Council, Sevenoaks District Council, the Chamber of Commerce in Sevenoaks, the Stag, of course, which is the venue, and, of course, Zoe Cairn, social media, is doing all the lovely social media stuff. So Sevenoaks Town Partnership, that's where it's happening, guys, this Friday.
So it's 10 o'clock in the morning.
10 o'clock, yes.
We're talking about Sevenoaks Town Partnership. Sorry, we will come back and give another plug for the event, but just while you're mentioning it, we covered some last year, I think, which was the Sevenoaks loyalty card that was started by Roger Casper and when he was at the Sevenoaks Chronicle.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, I used to sit with Roger on the committee, you know, where we used to meet at the town council. There's lots of fantastic ideas. The business awards have just happened as well. That's another new initiative which they've just started. And very exciting as well, I don't know if you like the colour pink, but the whole of Sevenoaks has gone pink at the moment because it's the launch. Last Saturday night was the launch of the breast awareness campaign.
Yeah, absolutely.
Pink Week. Yep. And all the shops came together and they've dressed up their windows. And in fact, this whole week, Pink Week is happening. And this Saturday coming, there's going to be another big party. And you know the lovely big pink Rolls Royce that Chris Evans from Radio 2 owns? He lends it out for special occasions for cancer research and breast awareness. And that's coming down to Sevenoaks. And I am told a celebrity guest, a celebrity comedian, is coming as well. And the idea is that you get your photo taken with the celebrity, with the Rolls Royce, for charity. So on Saturday, we had the restaurants in London Road, El Matador, and there's a new Japanese restaurant starting quite soon called Seven. They were giving out free sushi, free sake, free paella, and all sorts of amazing things were going on. There was sumo wrestling. There were, you know, there's a Zumba party. There was the big vintage bus. There was all sign written for Sevenoaks Business Show, and it was an absolute vision in pink. I had a ball. I was asked to do the photography. I mean, yes, I've got a camera and I can take photos. I'm not a professional, but yes, I took about, I don't know, 250 different photos, as did my daughter.
Wow!
And we put them on the Sevenoaks Chronicle website. And it's just a really fun place to be. So do come and support it this Saturday after the business show, of course.
Right. It's all happening in West Kent this weekend, isn't it?
Well,
you've got the farmers market in Offham, which is over that way. You've got the business show at the Stag on Friday. You've got pink awareness. Blimey.
Just paella does it for me, actually. Yeah, paella and what was the other thing? There's a drink. Muffins and paella.
And the sushi was handmade. You could actually queue up and have your sushi handmade. And you know this sort of seaweed wrap? He used that. And
Use it on my hair.
It's really interesting to bite
seaweed
into.
Wrap.
I thought you smelt funny. She's got raw fish on her head. Dear, oh dear. Only Jules.
Gabrielle, when you do see Roger Casper,
yes.
Whose Twitter handle is @CustardCasper,
yeah.
Yes.
You'll remind him, of course, that I am Mrs. Custard. I am Whitstable Woman in Custard Shortage of the Penguin book.
Excellent.
Yes, it was Roger Casper that got me into the whole scrape.
Ah. Mm.
He also does a mean tango.
Does he?
I can just imagine him doing that.
Yeah, because, I've tangoed with him.
He's been a judge in the Panto Factor for a couple of years. He wasn't a judge this year, unfortunately. I don't know. I suppose he's taking on his new role, really, taking over Courier Media.
Yeah.
But, so that was happening on Saturday too, Panto Factor, because Panto in Sevenoaks is Robin Hood and Babes in the Wood.
Oh, no, it's not.
Oh, yes, it is.
Oh, no, it's not.
And they've got a great cast. Things are pretty good in Kent, aren't they? There's so
Absolutely.
Much going on. I just love business in Kent. It's just, you know, so much. And you never know who you're going to meet next. So in my handbag today, I have a whole
Roger
wad.
Roger Casper.
I have a whole wad of cards, all of my lovely people that I meet. And I just keep them with me. The fantastic Jackie Murphy, for example, who's a dog behaviourist, and she's training my puppy.
She could do some work with you,
she's
Paul.
She's lovely. And we've developed this great idea, or she has, a firework preparation pack for dogs.
That's a real cracker.
Dear
so you could get that from her. So I met her through Zoe, and then, you know, there's so many lovely people who do amazing things. Camilla Seaton, all sorts of people. I must just mention Ben Leach as well, because he's a fantastic IT solutions man, and he's coming to the business show. He is so quick. He'll come in and sit with you and sort out your IT before you've even blinked, and it's all working beautifully.
I need to marry him.
It's so, the bugbear of my life.
Cool. We could talk about business and networking and all those fantastic people over in West Kent forever. Unfortunately, we're fast running out of time, Gabrielle. So if you know it off the top of your head, is there a website for Friday's show?
Yes, there is. It's oaksbiz.com. So 7oaksbiz.
Or you can email Gabrielle at gabrielle@gmppr.com.
Yeah. Cool. And you can also sign up for my newsletter on my website.
And what's your website address?
That's gmppr.com.
Okay. We will put all of those links on the Kent Business Radio website. In fact, I think most of them are on there already. So if you want to find out about Gabrielle, what Gabrielle does in PR and marketing, if you want to find out about the Seven Oaks Business Show this Friday or anything else, look at one or all of those resources. But for the moment, Gabrielle, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show.
Thank you.
It's been an absolute pleasure to hear from you. And we wish you much success with your event on Friday and Saturday and Sunday and Monday and all the other events that you're running. And I'm sure they'll be brilliant.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you very much.
It's an absolute pleasure. Stay with us for the last few minutes of the show. We have been inundated with tweets and emails, I'm afraid. So I'm going to have to run through these really quickly. We've had tweets from AK Pet Services. That's Adrian Kearney and his pet taxi hospital run service. And he says that Samson the parrot saying happy birthday to Channel Radio.
Aww. Little wolf whistle.
We've also had a new follower, Smart Design UK 1 is their Twitter handle. And they go, good afternoon, Paul and Jules. Please give us a shout out. We help businesses with all their web and print needs. That's Smart Design UK 1. So, hi, guys.
And at Stopwatch Management have seen the picture of the crazy Roger Curtis and has said, which is the microphone with the hair, the beard and the microphone? Yeah, couldn't quite tell the difference. So, yes. So, very amusing.
You may have read this already, but BLIT Solutions have just mentioned
I haven't.
On Twitter. And I think that's who Gabrielle was talking about earlier. They just tweeted.
And the tall one, Janice Watton, has said she's tuning in, hasn't listened for a while, and lovely to be back. And cool. She says she agrees that networking is hugely important.
And Lenleys, who I believe are a furniture store in Roper Road, Canterbury.
They're an independent.
An independent furniture store in Roper Road, Canterbury.
And they have the largest range of beds in Kent.
Is Dennis Brophy still there, the head of beds?
Yeah, head of beds.
Is he really?
He must have been there a long time.
He's
sought you out a headboard.
Would he?
Do I need one? Bed hoard.
Oh, very good. Anyway, they tweeted to say they were loving our multilingual show today.
Multilingual?
Yeah, I couldn't say it.
No, I know. That's why I always repeat things patiently. Kent and Victor Chamber have an afternoon tea networking with business. And when is this? It's on the 24th of October, which is a Thursday. It's at 1:30 to 3 during the afternoon. We'll serve you a selection of finger sandwiches, a selection of cakes and plain scone served with clotted cream and jam. The guest speaker is David Hatcher, police presenter on BBC Crime Watch.
Didn't he used to do Crime Watch?
Ooh,
yeah.
I do like a man in uniform.
With Jackie Haynes.
That's where you're going wrong.
What?
You need to wear a uniform. Lederhosen.
Any particular reason I need to wear a uniform?
I do like a man in uniform.
And I want you to like me, why?
Just so we could work together.
Nah.
David Hatcher.
Note to self, avoid uniforms.
Thursday the 24th of October, it's at the Royal Wells Hotel in Tunbridge Wells, in partnership with the Moosley Mafia. Friday the 6th of December, Gravesend, Old Town Hall, Gravesend, Chamber members, £15. Which reminds me, talking about Tunbridge Wells, Gabrielle, if ever you want to meet me, Juliet's.
Oh, I love Juliet. Oh, their cake is amazing.
My one weakness.
Actually, there's quite a lot. I probably need to stop talking now.
No,
there's
carry on.
There's quite a lot in Tunbridge Wells happening. There's a Christmas guide being put together, and they're looking for anyone doing special promotions. So if you're in Tunbridge Wells, let the editorial team know at So Tunbridge Wells, because they're putting the Christmas guide together. It's an A5, and it's going very, very widely. It's about 35 miles around and about to let people know to come to Tunbridge Wells for Christmas, plus the ice rink and the panto and all sorts of things going on there.
Thank you. And talking of round, breakfast networking with business includes a full English, Paul Andrews, 8 to 9:30. It's an opportunity to put your business in the spotlight, to highlight its products, services and how they can help other businesses. The guest speaker is Rachel Downer of Canterbury HR, and that's on Tuesday the 12th of November at the Abode Hotel in Canterbury. Sounds good. There's also a lot more, and you can look at it all on the Kent Invicta Chamber or on Kent Business Bunker radio show's website after the show. What is it? KentBusinessRadio.co.uk.
KentBusinessRadio.co.uk.
Thank you. Can I have a paracetamol?
No, I'm going to read some tweets. We've had a tweet from Alex Waterton.
Hello.
Under his UniteWorks, that's on Twitter, UniteWorks. For new business startups requiring office space in Webway, have a look at uniteworks.co, that's the website, www.uniteworks.co.uk, or phone us on 01634 510 620. That is very cost-effective hot desking and community workspace on the Medway City Estate in Rochester. Check it out. They're a sister company of Fruitworks in Canterbury. So Canterbury or Medway, if you're looking for reasonable office space in a hot desking community environment, they are the places to go.
I was nipping and snatch an apple when no one's looking.
We've also had a really great tweet from Mark at Whitstable Stove Shop. He said, Vanilla Web, I saw a sign outside a shop in Mexico and it read, "We speak perfectly broken English."
I love it. <That's>
nice one.
Mark Smith.
Yeah.
If you've still got time to get your wood burner, provided you go and get a quote from them now and choose your stove for Christmas.
And F Keys, the Microsoft trainers in Medway, have said, the Kent Invicta After Hours networking is next Tuesday, 6 p.m. at the F Keys offices, and it's free to attend. And you can find out all about that by following them on the Twitter, which is Keys, K-E-Y-S, all one word, F Keys, and find out about that.
Talking of Janice Watlin, the tall one, it's Canterbury 4 Networking, which is a brilliant networking group, Tuesday the 15th of October at the Best Western Abbots Barton Hotel in Canterbury. So the our foresighter is Sheila William Winter of the Utility Warehouse, asking, is your future secure? So it's £12 and you contact the Abbots Barton Hotel for that, or okay, go on to 4 Networking.
I wasn't listening to you, Jules, because I never listened to anything you say. So I don't know if you read this one out or not, or whether, in fact, Gabrielle had answered it already. But I've had a tweet from Telcare Limited, and they say, can you ask Gabrielle about parking for the event on Friday? What's the parking
deal?
Yes,
indeed I can. It's the car park is called South Park. It's behind the post office. It is massive. And it's a pay and display. If you're an exhibitor, I will be giving you a parking permit.
Okay.
But we are limited to 50 because Seven Oaks District Council have kindly given us 50, but no more.
Okay. So that's South Park.
Oh, yes. And I must just tell you the postcode for your sat-navs. It's TN131ZZ.
Brilliant. Cool. So that's South Park. So presumably the Swedish chef lets you in there or something.
Hurdy-gurdy.
Hurdy what?
It's right behind the Stag Theatre. So if you just go round down London Road, turn left behind the post office, and it's the big one behind there.
Fantastic. Thank you for that, Gabrielle. Blimey, it's so hectic, and we've got like 9 minutes left. F-Keys, can we have a shout-out for ADM Computers of Canterbury, who are hosting our MS Office Tips and Tricks session for their clients? So big shout-out to ADM Computers. That's Adrian Bryant, I think. I haven't seen Adrian for years. Hello, Adrian, if you're listening.
It's time
he
came,
well. I haven't seen you for years and years and years.
Wednesday 6th of November, date for your diary. It's at the Mercure Hotel in Maidstone, Kent. Major developments in Kent being discussed, significant for business, for the construction sector and associated businesses. If you're involved in the construction sector and want an opportunity to meet developers, hear from 7 great industry speakers, including Peter Hansford, the Government Chief Construction Advisor. Everything you need to know is on www.kentconstructionexpo.co.uk or on kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
And the lovely Janice Swatton has also said that, following on from Gabrielle's piece about networking and ABC networks, is that ABC networks are launching an ABC network at Abbott Spartan Hotel. And Abbott Spartan Hotel is in Canterbury. And I think
they do a lovely breakfast there. Very nice.
I knew you knew that. I can't remember. It's the old Dover Road or the new Dover Road.
It's the old.
It's the old Dover Road.
Yeah, it's where St Christopher's School is, where I used to do their PR.
So Abbott Spartan Hotel, and you can follow them on the Twitter at Abbott Spartan.
Just follow the smell of brownies. That's what I do.
And ABC Networks launched there on the 24th of October. So you can follow either Janice Watton or Abbott Spartan to find out more about
that. It's like the Janice Watton show today.
It is. Well, I haven't spoken to Janice for ages,
she's
so it's nice.
Out.
No, it's nice that she could join us. And I want to tell you about the Great British Bake Off for Sally for Cakes. It's Christmas cake prices and designs, wedding cakes and new cake classes. That is really easy for you to say, Sally. You try reading
you
it out with my teeth.
Cake classes.
It's been an amazing year so far for Sally for Cakes. We raised over £100 for Pilgrims Hospices with the Name a Dinosaur competition. And then in July, we raised over £500 for the Kent Deaf Children's Society with Winner Party Package. And Sally for Cakes was then nominated for the Kent Independent Traders People's Choice Award and asked to bake a cake for the Great British Bake Off Publishers. She's got a whole raft of new cake classes for 2013-2014, and you can help them celebrate Quite Contrary's first anniversary by coming along on the 11th of October from 7pm to 9pm, and Sally for Cakes will be there demonstrating different cupcake nozzles and styles for cupcake decorating, including rose icing. So that's Quite Contrary. Quite Contrary's in Whitstable, I think.
It's Tankerton High Street.
Tankerton High Street. You do need to book, but come on down and ask me any cake question that you might have and sample some of Sue's amazing home-cooked scones. We will also be taking bookings for cake classes on the night. Oh, sorry, I should have read all of this because it's on here. To book your place at this event, please contact Quite Contrary in Tankerton High Street, and you can contact them on 01227 634 202. That's Canterbury 01227 634 202. 634 202. Quite Contrary in Tankerton.
And Janice Watton has corrected me and said it's the New Dover Road, number 36.
I thought it was the New Dover Road.
I thought it was where the cinema was, but I'm...
No. It's the New Dover Road.
I'm always
sorry,
in a bit
Janice.
Of a brownie
I should
blur.
Know. I should I know. Know that. I quite often pop in when I'm in Canterbury to Abbott's Barton and have a cup of tea in the afternoon.
Cup of tea.
I do indeed.
October the 14th, Paul Andrews, is a series of three highly engaging workshops which are aimed at those who are looking for opportunities to grow and develop both personally and professionally. And these workshops are about building belief in yourself, belief in what you do and belief in others, understanding what gives someone edge and makes them stand out from the crowd. In today's highly competitive marketplace, sales and sales techniques have something to teach everyone as regards the what and the how of being different and the winning ingredients for getting yourself noticed. So the workshop one is Monday the 14th, Gaining the Edge by Standing Out from the Crowd. We'll cover that a little bit more, but we will put details on the Business Bunker radio show, kentbusinessradio.co.uk. But there is a website which is www.jecworkshops.eventbrite.co.uk, and that's the 14th of October, so that's next Monday, I believe.
Absolutely. We've got so many emails left and so many tweets, and we're not going to have time to read them all out this week. So what we're going through, we'll go through what we've got left and read any time-sensitive ones out now. Otherwise, we'll have to do the others next week. I'm sorry about that, but we've just been so busy today. And I think, Gabrielle, you wanted to mention something.
Yes, thank you. I mean, part of what I do, PR and social media, it's very important if people are feeling really, really overwhelmed with social media that they can sort of get somebody to sort of show them the way. So I just want to let them know that on the 6th of November at the Mercure Hotel in Pembury, which is basically Tunbridge Wells, they can come to a social media workshop, which is ZC Social Media. It's Zoe Cairns, and she started an academy in Tunbridge Wells now. So it's 4 till 6:30, and she goes through the basics, and you can ask any question you like, and it's only £15.
Fantastic. Thank you for that. We found a venue for the 9th of October. That's tomorrow evening, 6:30 p.m. for 7 p.m. start. The Gulbenkian Theatre, That's on the campus of the University of Kent and Canterbury in the Collier Ferguson Seminar Room. We're trying out a new place upstairs at the Gulbenkian. Meet at 6:30 onwards in the bar for a 7 p.m. start in the Collier Ferguson Seminar Room. It's new territory for us, but the lovely people at the Gulbenkian are keen to host us, so all is good. So far, the speaker lineup includes Tristan Linnell from Canterbury Hack, presenting Pipur, an open source project he developed that allows you to interact with your cats whilst away from home. Seriously.
Hang on. Interact with your cats while you're away.
Yeah. So it's a mobile app that is. I have to tell you that Digibury, which is this event, is for nerds and geeks. And the last time I went was a bloke that had developed an app for turning on your central heating while you're away.
Oh, that's
brilliant.
And
for managing your boiler. But now they've gone to the utter lengths of developing a thing called Pipur, which is a way of interacting with your cat while you're away.
That's lovely.
Fantastic.
The other speaker is...
Open the whiskers.
The other speaker is a guy called Jim Ang, and I know Jim really well. Jim is a game and virtual world enthusiast. He's also a lecturer in the School of Engineering and Digital Arts at the University of Kent. And I tell you, you've got to go and listen to Jim, because that man really has got a brain like a planet. He is unbelievably clever.
Is he?
So you need to go along and get to Digibury, which is tomorrow night at the Gulbenkian Theatre, and you can find out about it by going to their booking website, which is meetup.com/digiberry.
Sounds good.
There's also a business community breakfast bounce into the day this Thursday with Neville Gaunt, who will be speaking on the subject Attitude is Everything. Neville is the chief executive of MindFit Limited, as well as being the chair of the North Kent branch of the Federation of Small Business. He's very concerned about preparing young people for the world of work and is devoting a great deal of his time in this direction. The business community breakfast meets on the second Thursday in each month at the Gillingham Golf Club. Meetings start at 7:30 a.m. and include a full English breakfast. There is ample time allowed for each person to speak about their business, and there's no pressure to leave after the meeting finishes at 9 a.m. The cost is £12.50. Attendees are invited to send in an advertisement which will be displayed on the rolling screen throughout the breakfast. And if you join the Business Community Breakfast Club, we can include your ad details on all of our paper and booklets which go out as well. The ad should be sent to Alex Waterton, whose email address is alex@f-keys.co.uk, or you can find out all about it by going to their website, which is www.businesscommunitybreakfast.co.uk. .co.uk.
Can we please get some oxygen for Mr. Paul Andrews after that?
Beautiful, we've got 3 minutes.
Beautiful birthday, wedding, Christmas baby, and mum-to-be. There you are, Paul. Gift baskets are personalised. This is the lovely little gift shop.co.uk, the lovely little gift shop.co.uk, based in Dover and run by Mandy Heath. So that's a brilliant one. And there's a B2B North Kent at the Woodville, Gravesend. That's the 17th of October, which is a Thursday, 9 to 5pm. And you can get details on www.kentb2b.co.uk.
We've got just time for one more email readout. We've still got loads of tweets coming.
Darling.
We've still got loads of tweets coming in. Janice is still tweeting. Janice is just tweeting, ha-ha, yes, I know, I haven't listened to ages, so I think I bombard you with tweets today.
And Michael Fisher saying
Janice,
thank
you're
you
always
for
welcome.
His mentioned.
It's a pleasure to have you listening.
I've read
in.
Mine, darling, so you carry on.
So you said, I've got tons of...
Yeah, but I don't mess around.
Yeah, no, okay. And the fact that you interrupt me as well. Hi, Paul, I hope you're well. I wanted to drop you a very quick email to inform you of a law seminar I'm holding on the 16th of October from 8:30 to 11 a.m. 360 Employment Evolution will be hosting the event at my office in Wateringbury, just outside Maidstone. I will be providing free breakfast, teas and coffees. 360 Employment Evolution is my recruitment and training consultancy, which I proudly launched in May. I have invited Gullens Law Firm to speak and offer relevant staffing and HR legal information. The topics we will be covering are maternity and parenting, including adoption and surrogacy, social media from both an employee and employer perspective, and the etiquette at Christmas parties.
Ooh.
I would love for you to be there. Why don't you come along? And that's kindest regards from Sarah Wilson. So
don't
thank
put
you for
your
that,
derriere
Sarah.
On the photocopier after.
Do you know more photocopier repairs are caused by people photocopying their backside than any other single issue? And that is a fact.
Is that why you've gone on a diet? Ready for the Christmas?
Ready for the Christmas photocopying session? Yeah. Of course it is, Jules. I like nothing more than photographing my nether regions.
I know.
On a photocopier.
So I've heard.
I have made an entire career out of it. You're quite right. I've had loads of requests to do Happy Birthday. So what we're going to do after the show's finished, we're going to put a bit of Stevie Wonder on to celebrate LBC's 40th and Channel Radio's first. But we've kind of reached the end of the show.
We have.
Thank you for listening to the Business Bunker show today. I've been Paul Andrews, and she's been Jill Serkin. Our guests have been the fabulous manic teacher, Mr. Roger Curtis.
And he is
and
manic.
The absolutely lovely, networked up, Gabrielle Archant.
And she's gorgeous.
And she's lovely. So's Roger.
With the beard.
Thank you so much. Thank you to everybody that emailed and tweeted and made themselves known to us and participated in the show. We love having you on the show. On Channel Radio later today, coming up at 3 o'clock is Kevin Cam with the Extra Milk Show. That's followed at 5 p.m. by the ladies' favourite, Mr. Craig Avery.
There's a queue forming already.
Yeah, absolutely. And part of his show is the wonderful Sporting Letter from America, read by yours truly. And then at 9 o'clock, we have the awesome, brilliant New Potato Show, all that's great in new, unsigned and up-and-coming music. So a packed lineup of shows on Channel Radio. Do stay listening. There's something for everybody on channelradio.co.uk. And we will be back with you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Temp Network provides productive and reliable temporary staff to your business. We supply temps across Kent within food production, fulfillment houses, picking and packing environments, and warehouse staff. With great value for money charge rates, error-free invoicing, and highly trained consultants. Shouldn't Temp Network be supporting your business? For more information, please contact